You're about to move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're supposed to pour the lady a drink. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. Oh my God. Get it right. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known. Crowd, please, you want to tell the crowd to shut it down? I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. And you are here, Motorcycle Pass, at our plush studios here at 4215 Hillsborough Avenue. This is where we do the show. This is where the Spike on the Mic Show make the music and some more. But as you know, ladies and gentlemen, I can't do this alone. This is going to be one of the shows I don't make a mistake. I can't do this alone, ladies and gentlemen. I can't do this alone. So without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, we have the man who's homeschooled and he owns a boat. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a good American who enjoyed this day off for this incredible holiday we had today.
Wait, hold on. Programming note.
Yeah.
This is not a holiday. Today is not a holiday.
Oh, shit.
You want to expound on why you got to go to the bathroom?
I got to make a call to work, but take care of that later.
Well, yeah, because if you didn't go to work today and then they proceed to listen,
yeah,
they're going to know that you was out lollygagging.
Well, luckily they don't listen because nobody listens.
No. Shit. All right, well, speaking of listening, the music that's going through your eardrums, that, see what I was on beat there, man. The sound you hear is coming from the man we like to call PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who found out that you were right last week.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, hey. You were wrong.
No, I was going to say isolate that drop. No. I was right?
No, you were wrong.
Hold on, let me say this. You praise in public, you punish in private.
No, this is just informative. 112.5 million average viewers watched the Super Bowl. World Series Game 7, 30.6 million. So we weren't even close, yeah. It's definitely the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right. Be that as it may.
Hold on a second. I don't like that.
I know you don't.
But you know what? I'm going to press on. I'm going to fight through the pain.
It is the truth.
I'm holding it back. You know why? Because we're here for one reason, ladies and gentlemen.
No, please don't say that.
We're here for one reason only,
and that is
the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who can't believe only 111 million people?
112.
112?
Yeah.
Is that TVs or people?
TVs probably, yeah.
TVs
are people. Yeah, because I'm sure it's more people than that.
TVs are people.
Our United States population alone is like 300 million now.
Yeah, and some of them have other things to do that night.
This is why he's a voice of reason. You know what I'm saying?
No.
He understands where I'm coming from.
He is an ass kisser. That's what he is. Yeah.
Okay, there are people that don't watch the game, but many of them record it and watch it later.
So once again, the voice of reason. The next sound,
hoping they don't know what the result is.
The next sound you hear is a man I like to call.
Wow, Paul didn't have a comeback.
I want to say his second title is a savant. First word is idiot. He is an idiot savant. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
I guess I'm not sticking well because I really wasn't listening to anything prior. So I'm trying to put
that's
something
idiot
together.
Oh,
yeah. And I really just...
Remind me to.
And he's already into the vegetable. So.
Yeah.
The vegetable is has been de-seeded.
Back by popular demand, ladies and gentlemen. This man, he's moved up the ladder into the corporate angles. I need a big word. The corporate bowels of his job.
Oh, yeah.
Corporate bowels.
Yeah. I need a big word. Yeah. This is the man, the voice you hear. You used to hearing this sound. We like to call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like I didn't know I was in the bowels. I thought I was in the corporate echelon.
Oh, yeah, that's but, much better.
I'm really sticking like Sally Field at the Oscars. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad you welcome me back.
You like me. You really like
me. Yeah, yeah, we do.
I'm glad to be back. I miss you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a man in the tower now.
Yeah, really. Yeah. All right, so now, ladies and gentlemen, this show is about to get beautiful more.
No way.
Yes, it is, and it's probably get more professional, and we are now going to have an award-deserving show because the next sound you hear will be the lovely, the talented, the vibracious, the pelvic thrusting, shaking palmins, my girlfriend, but she don't know it yet, the beautiful, and I like to call her Tiffany. Tiffany, thank you for being on the show, and how are you sticking? Well,
I have to open her mic, yeah. But I got the music. Wasn't the music so great?
Yeah, it was good.
It's a great song.
Wow. All right. You want to do that again, Spike? So
No. She could just speak now.
How you sticking, beautiful?
I am sticking like a beautiful Florida morning right now.
Oh.
See, Smush, man. Did you hear how she said that? See how she...
Yeah.
She.
Well, my first thought was like, I mean, obviously there's a lot of beautiful mornings, but... Today was 83 degrees, and it was just muggy, and I wasn't...
Why are you fighting on her? Why are you biting on her?
No.
Literally just trying to make the best of it, because let's be real. We live in the armpit of the earth.
You are so sweaty. Prepared to do there this show that you don't have no idea.
Yeah. And we're better on the armpit of the earth to be on the armpit of the podcast world.
Exactly. I'm in the bowels of my job. We're in the armpit. We're in the armpit of the world. What the hell's going on over here?
Yeah. We're like
anatomy all over again.
I'm sticking like belly button lint.
I think we're
what did I come back to?
I think we're the thumb of the world. In Florida, look like
thumbs
the,
down.
No, that's in Michigan.
Yeah. That's the oven mitt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the oven mitt.
Yeah, that's the...
We're the oven.
Yeah, we're just the oven.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be a long show. All right. So I want to say thank you for letting us bother you. You're supposed to say, reading the script, there's, Spike, this is no bother. I'm honored to be here. So I'll just say that for you.
Absolutely. Right. I am honored. I slept here last night. I was so excited.
Oh, man.
Impressive.
Because she had to get in
there. That was
line.
You. That
vegetables.
Was you.
Yeah, really.
Vegetables are.
This is going to bug me all day. I'm going to leave that alone.
And bring it over
very
here.
Very popular down here.
All right. So, listen. Let's do some more house cleaning right now. Let's talk about our sponsors, ladies and gentlemen.
No, not the sponsors.
Yeah, yeah.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of race fans,
yeah.
That dirty rat bastard came in 11th.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so there is not a free pickle to be had.
See, Tiffany, what happens is Chase Elliott of the Hooters fame race car.
Yes.
If he comes in the top 10, all participating Hooters give patrons and us free fried pickles.
Yeah. Except he came in 11th.
Came in 11th today.
That was rude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Patriots.
You know, it's like he's sticking it to
leave.
Us.
I thought we were getting pickles.
At least, really. Okay.
Are you talking, do they have to come in like the old patriotic uniform? Like you said, they give patriots and us. So I'm just curious. I mean, do they have to come in garb?
Hey, go back to not listening.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Wow, that was actually
funny. I have
funny.
A feeling that if Chase Elliott was here right now, he'd lend us the money to buy pickles with.
Basically.
You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So anybody know?
I'd like well, to think he did that. Not give the guy the Mountain Dew in his commercial.
No.
So I would say no.
Oh. Tiffany, do you know Chase
he
Elliott?
He got 9 points.
I personally don't know him, but I am part of the Hooters alumni. So
okay. Sure. All right. Well, yeah.
I know
well,
he
yeah.
is very, I know of him. Very well.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
He got 9 points for coming in second on the
second leg.
There you go.
Yeah. He turns left very well.
All right. Yes. So, Tiffany, let me explain something, what we do here.
What?
We talk about three things.
Oh, no.
The past, the present, and the future.
Never.
I know. It's embarrassing.
Okay, all right.
I know.
The best part is people watching, like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
They can't hear the music.
Thank God it's not televised.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Hold on, but I was on beat, wasn't I?
You were.
I have to see it again.
No.
You're on something.
No, we can't do it. No, get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, look, can't you do it. PW is the best dancer of all of you.
No, we.
Well, look at that. Yeah. He's the only one, man.
Future. All right.
I'm doing the twist, by the way.
And in conjunction with that, Tiffany,
yes.
We are an award-deserving show, right?
Obviously.
And it also says that. It says that on the information in front of you. What does that information in front of you say?
Like top to bottom?
Or no, just as much as you want. Halfway down.
Just halfway down.
No, start at the top and only go.
You know what, you rascal. Let's see. I'm just going to motor on down to the bottom. Best show on Radio St. Pete Mondays at 7 p.m.
See that?
Wow.
Eastern.
We're award deserving.
You have to read all that part. You have to read that part, the fine print.
Yeah, that's way down in the bottom.
Right. So the reason I'm letting you see that is because you know you can go home tonight and write, Dear Diary. This is not for you, the key.
Oh, I need at least a selfie of it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll give you a selfie. So you go home tonight, you can write, Dear Diary, I was on America's most deserving.
Hold it up.
Most award deserving show. Spike on the Mic Show.
There you go.
It was actually on my bucket list, believe it or not.
Insert
the show.
You can write that off now. You can write that off.
That is a very shallow bucket.
Yeah, that's more like a little pan, isn't it?
Yeah, you guys, come on. Okay, so what we do is, let me talk to you, Tiff. Ooh, yeah. I so want to call her Stephanie. So to call you.
My time's done here.
Yeah.
No, you remember the remember
that's
the,
how you
the
get
plaque?
Goodbye, Spike.
So we do. I throw out little information and little topics, and I want your unscripted, unrehearsed opinion on that. And these illegal riff raff in the shipping containers are here to help us because the show is all about us. I don't know if Captain Clark told you about that, but it's now is you and I'm going to be a banner that says Spike and Stephanie.
Oops!
I mean, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
So the rest of us are on standby?
No, you guys are here. Yeah. You guys can help me out.
Tiffany, right. I'm willing to guess people have mispronounced your name before. Has anybody ever said Tiffany before? Is that a new one for you? Or
That's very new.
Yeah. Tiffany, that's a reach.
Well, listen.
My new name.
There you go.
I like it. It's Tiffany. Tiffany.
All right, so let's go ahead and do first topic change of music.
And this is where things go off the rail, Tiffany. We start doing topics, and then everything gets really stupid on the Spike on the Mic Show.
All right, I don't know you guys' religious beliefs on there, but I like to call this Buddha Be Back.
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 Have you guys ever heard of the Dalai Lama?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, the Dalai Lama, I had no idea about this. Yeah. This guy,
what a shock. What a huge surprise to find out.
Shocking.
You didn't know about this.
Well, okay, so the Dalai Lama, they interviewed him the other day, and I'm biting off another radio show because I heard this on there.
Sure.
They asked him about, because the Dalai Lama is like 80-something, 90. He's getting ready to die.
Maybe
he's not getting ready to die, but he's old.
He might be thousands of years old.
He's way up there. And so they asked him about the Dalai Lama that's going to recede him. Not recede him. Follow him.
Follow him. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
or recede him.
Okay. Yeah. And I said this is going to be a professional show.
Proceed, recede.
Too many vegetables today. Fiber.
They ask him about who do you think the next Dalai Lama should be? And what if the Dalai Lama is a female?
Oh.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Good question.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is this where he got in trouble?
Yes.
Yeah.
So his reply was something to the fact that I think that if it is a female, it should be an attractive woman.
Uh-oh.
Now, my question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers and the beautiful Tiffany, how do you feel about the Dalai Lama's response to such a question?
Well, he's a very attractive man. That's why he said that.
All right, Gas Man?
Makes sense.
Since he's butt ugly, he has no.
No, he's not butt ugly.
God,
beautiful woman. And plus, yeah. Isn't he like a religious guy? You're not supposed to be basing a woman on her beauty.
His hair,
her
is,
inner spiritual.
His hair is about as long as yours.
He is a spiritual advisor, voice of reason. How do you feel about what the Buddha said?
I liked it because it was sort of a joke. I mean, she's going to have to be one good-looking girl. She's going to replace me.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Captain Clark.
I get it.
Well, I thought I could be wrong about this. Isn't the Dalai Lama, like, reincarnated over and over again? It's like when this Dalai Lama dies, there's somebody else will be born, and they'll be the new.
Same person?
Yeah, it's going to be the same spirit.
Same person.
So this spirit is saying how his, choosing the form that he would like to come back as, and he's an attractive woman.
Yeah.
So,
got every
right to. Think that that's a good response?
I mean, that's what their beliefs are. I don't think he's trying to be sexist. I think he's picking his next form.
If I come back,
he's
I
like Gozar
be
the Gozerian
woman. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Bill Smuts. Yeah.
Well, I think that the point here was probably that no matter what the next Dalai Lama looks like, maybe it's the female John Merrick, and yet.
What?
And yet, once they're the Dalai Lama, they would be beautiful.
That's the Elephant Man.
Oh.
Yes. Thank you.
I didn't want to tell him.
Okay. All right, so Tiffany, now you've heard the responses from the illegal riffraff and shipping containers. You can choose one of those, or you can use one of your own.
Well,
what's your opinion, and why your mic down?
It just keeps dropping.
Oh, we got to change the cord. Go ahead.
Droopy.
Droopy, Mike.
That never happens around her.
Well, I mean, I don't really. I just feel like beautiful. Beautiful is everybody has their own kind of beauty.
Aww.
Honestly,
on the inside,
In their own way.
I don't know what that's like.
That's what pretty people personally. Say about ugly people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, but I mean. He may be beautiful to somebody in this world. I don't know who, but...
Thank you so much.
You know what I mean?
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it'll be Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Kardashian.
Wait, so what you're saying is...
This damn droopy mic.
No, it's just got way out
Maybe
there.
She'll have a good...
It'll be fine.
A nice personality.
So what you're saying is you agree with his... What's the word when you're
Oh, I have no idea what word you're looking for.
Yeah, neither does he.
Hypocritical statement.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't find it offensive at all.
No.
What about ugly women?
Well,
so you just say I'm pretty.
Them.
I don't care about anything.
Yeah.
I don't have to
Maybe somebody
about
finds
that
beautiful
be on the
too.
Radio.
Spike just give us an example of an ugly woman. Spike.
Yeah, who's ugly?
Yeah.
Listen, no offense.
Oh,
no
offense. Boy.
Uh-oh.
Who sang that song, We Got a Fast Car? You Tracy didn't go Chapman? Down to my locker.
That's a woman?
No,
I'm joking.
Oh, man.
I'm totally joking.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
She's so beautiful.
Right. So,
Tracy Chapman. So you're saying, Tracy, if the Dalai Lama looked like Tracy Chapman, that we'd have issues.
All I'm saying is that the spiritual leader of the Dalai Lamas, everybody goes and listens to him for his advice, right? Mm-hmm. It has been proven in society that pretty people are listened to more than not pretty people.
Give us another example of an ugly female. Spirit.
Yeah, please. This is going to be good.
Yeah. List some more ugly chicks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because
eventually we're going to get your, to his wife.
Yeah. Give us your list of uggos.
Yeah. You guys are missing the point of the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like the Dalai Lama had a sticker that says no fat chicks.
I get what you're saying because people look up to beautiful people these days, but at the same time, everybody has their own opinion of what's beautiful.
But it's in the face. That's where beauty is.
Or in the booty.
Yeah.
These days,
really.
Yep.
Beauty is in the face.
In the booty.
Beauty's
in the
booty.
Yeah.
Booty.
Here's the thing. He's spiritual. and based on the Bible, which is spiritual too, there was no mention of how handsome or beautiful someone was in the Bible. It was all about what's inside them and their spirituality.
Yeah, Spike. It's what's inside that matters.
Yeah.
How does the Dalai Lama, who looks
Spike,
like the bottom of my
shoe, say that?
Yeah. How does he get off wanting a beautiful woman to be the Dalai Lama?
You superficial, judgmental jackass.
Just like the Dalai Lama.
Hold on a second. Wait, hold on a second.
Hey, Dalai Lama, you superficial, judgmental jackass.
Yeah.
Right, see, not me, the llamas.
The Dalai Lama.
Oh, speaking on behalf of.
I love llamas.
Now, hopefully the...
Oh, yeah, they're so great.
Now, hopefully his followers are a follower to show on the protest so we can get famous.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and give you guys some little knowledge of nuggets about the Dalai Lamas. Okay.
All right.
he is chosen, not...
Not for his nuggets.
Right.
Oh, he's chosen. He's
and,
not,
and Lorenzo Lamas was a good-looking guy.
What happens is when...
Is it Buddha that gets reincarnated?
I don't know. No, it's the Lama. You're right. And, so what happens when the current Lama dies, they burn him, and then they put the smoke up in the air.
Right.
And with whichever way the smoke goes, they follow that smoke.
Mm. I thought that's when they chose a new pope.
Yeah,
no, that's the other one. They bring out the white smoke, but they don't let the black smoke
the
get
white.
Out.
Oh, the black pope. Okay.
Yeah, that's, they don't let the black smoke.
That makes sense now. Yeah. Like, ain't never be no tall pope. I get that.
Never at all. So they follow the smoke of the burning llama, and then they go over there, and then there's a person. They say, oh, damn it, you must be the llama. And so they make this guy, usually got to be young kids, and they say, okay,
the smoke goes up in the sky and blows away and then comes down?
Comes down, yeah.
To somebody's house?
it actually grabs a little kid.
Yeah.
He's standing on the street waiting for the school bus.
Yeah.
And the smoke comes down and grabs
him. I can't be part of a religion that has a smoke monster choosing its leader.
And I can't be part of one that chooses little kids.
Yeah.
We're going to take orders from some little kid?
Hold on a second. The llama has been around for millions and lots of years.
And Michael Jackson has some in Neverland, too.
You guys can't besmirch the llama.
Besmirch.
You know, when you mess on it.
Millions of years. Yeah. So the llama, the Dalai Lama was out. Was it at one time a Tyrannosaurus?
T-Rex?
Yeah.
Was it at one time? Did it take another form?
Either way. So, Tiffany, listen to me. You don't have to listen to me, but you understand where I'm coming from. The Dalai Lamas... She does not. They're chosen by a higher being.
Yeah.
So my state is
who's in charge?
Well, they are in the Himalayas.
The smoke is in charge.
Oh, the smoke is in charge.
It's the guy who lives up at the top of the mountain.
Old Smokey.
So my point is that my problem is they burn this llama, and then the smoke goes up and it goes over there. And what if it comes on like an ugly kid? Are they going to say,
I don't know.
Can you please refer? Can you please refer?
This is your concept. You tell me how it works.
So basically, you're saying the wind chooses the llama.
No, the smoke.
Uh-huh.
Well, the smoke goes where the wind blows.
The smoke's going to go where the wind blows.
Not necessarily. Not on that special day.
See?
Right now, the smoke, I think, is blowing east, which means the new Dalai Lama is probably in Plant City. Kind of doubt it. I don't see that happening.
You know, today the Dalai Lama works at McDonald's, but it could well be working at Zaxby's at any time.
One day it's going to happen. One day it's going to happen. Yeah, it's going to pluck up a beautiful person, male or female, and make it a llama's.
I just came to a beautiful woman restaurant. Tiffany, you're the new Dalai Lama.
Oh, no. We are amongst the llamas?
I think
you're amongst the Dalai Lama.
Bow down.
Mm. We have to do whatever she says.
I think the llama is vaping right now.
Don't spit on me. Don't llamas spit?
Yeah. Alpacas. I was just talking about those yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, it's fate. Maybe you are a llama. It's fate. You were talking about the llamas.
Llama and he
this top first topic was about the llamas.
Exactly. Give you a buckeye.
Camels are pretty disgusting, too.
Yeah. Camels don't become Dalai Lamas.
They might.
No, that's why they call it llamas.
It depends where the smoke
goes. Because
unlike
the rest of this discussion, that would be silly.
You ever seen the video where these guys are trying to wrangle a camel, and the camel grabs the guy by the shoulder and throws him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to show you that.
Tiffy, let me explain to you.
Yeah.
Sometimes the show get off the track. It's my job to
it's
try to
definitely
keep...
Definitely derailed.
Keep, yeah, that's it. All right, so everybody know, now you guys know, when the llama passes... They're going to follow the smoke, and it's going to be a new one. Now, right. Our thing is...
Now, what if the smoke does go on a camel?
When the llama passes wind, you mean?
Right. I try to educate y'all. Y'all just don't listen. So, obviously, I can't do it. So, here's another topic we're going to do.
They just wear those silky robes. If he farts, you're going to know.
Oh, hold on a second. Before we do that...
Speaking of wind...
We're going to do that again.
Oh, did I miss
that? Y'all know that the Dalai Lama is worth $150 million?
No. I had no idea.
How can a spiritual leader with no...
You would think he'd be working.
Who encourages his followers to issue all of their material belongings be worth $150 million?
Because he doesn't spend it on shoes.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know where he gets his money from. Does everybody just go give it to him? And what? He has a bank account?
He has an investment portfolio?
Venmo.
He's got a fountain, and they throw it in there, and it's just that he gets to keep the change.
Three coins and a fountain.
All right, so it's topic changing time.
Oh, I thought we already did this, but I guess we're going to do it again with another stupid topic on the Spike on the Mic show.
Okay, so now, since we have an XX chromosome over here,
yeah,
no, she can speak to this topic here. I like to call this topic here.
You know, you're not as much fun now that you get it right all the time.
No, no, I think it's much better. The show moves much quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody challenges them on it.
Right, nobody interrupts them.
Yeah. Although, interrupts, you know, we're doing that exactly now.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I did it in honor of the fact that he used to get it wrong all the time.
Yeah. Well, see, now, listen.
But it's so much better now that it just goes straight through.
Once something get up in his brain, it's locked and loaded.
Even if it's wrong.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You think it's bad now, try to be a woman.
Oh. You think it's bad now, try to be a woman. That's the top.
Right.
Exactly.
Like only on Saturday nights, baby.
There was a survey that was taken by... Oh, I forgot to write down the name of the survey people.
Doesn't matter.
I just call them survey people.
University of College.
The question was asked, do you think it's worse being a man or a woman? And they asked a bunch of women this, females, this question here.
Oh.
And I have the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Some responses.
Seems like there's only two possible responses.
Yeah. Only two. Yeah. Well. You never know these days.
That's right. So let's right. figure out. Let's
be almost there, halfway there.
Yeah. Right. Really. Voice of reason. What do you think one of the worst things of being a woman, a man could be?
Wait a minute. What is the question?
Yeah.
You just said.
That's different from
you
what
gave
you said.
A yes or no.
Y'all listen.
Yeah. All right. And answer to the first question. Is it worse being a man or a woman?
Yeah.
I think that, the question is phrased is women say, oh, it's much worse being a woman. Mm. Is it then if you ask the question, is it better being a man or a woman? Oh, it's much better being a woman than a man.
Okay.
And I think
they
would say the same thing.
The question
it's
is.
Worse to be a man than a woman.
We're
going to
find out what the question actually is now.
Yeah.
Which is, what's the worst thing about being a man?
Oh, about being a man?
Yeah, what's the worst thing about being a man? And these answers come from the perspective of a chromosome.
A woman.
Yeah.
Probably.
I would say it's the struggle of producing a child.
All right. All right, Clapton Clark.
I would say that it's the perception that we're not allowed to cry.
Voice? Oh, who's the voice? I already did it. I mean, Smots?
Testicle hair.
Ah!
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Hey, PWs?
Droopy drawers.
Mm. Yeah. Gas man?
Losing your abs when you get older.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right. Tiffany,
I lost mine all
Tiffany, you heard the responses from the illegal roof wrap and shipping containers. What do you think that 1,200 women said is worse about being a man?
Oh.
Probably dealing with a woman.
Oh,
way to pander.
This is the smartest woman on the face.
No, that's good. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
There you go.
Was number two testicle hair?
Definitely.
Nope. Well, that's
laser hair removal.
Survey says.
Yeah. All right. Well, no. Well, the women responded with the top. How many reasons I'm gonna give y'all? Because I didn't number them and I don't feel like counting them right now. On the worst thing about being
Love
a man.
That show prep.
The. All right, damn it, I'll count them then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's not good radio. All right.
Women said it, so it wasn't
women?
Smelly
and
feet.
Where are
it wasn't
from?
Too much gas. It wasn't.
Are they beautiful women that were questioned?
They want to be a llama? A Dahlia? Yeah. All right, the first, number 10.
Right.
Afraid to be a male teacher.
What?
That's one of the things that a female responded.
Like afraid to be like a figure that provides knowledge to young people, or actually being a teacher in school, like a job.
Yeah, I'm
probably like a
teacher.
Job. I would imagine.
I think
that's people. The worst thing
that's,
about being a man.
That seems this pretty. Is
you got to remember, these are coming from women.
It's coming from women.
From Plant City. From,
all right,
that made the list.
Number.
I think St. Pete Radio is asking
nine.
For their award back.
Number nine. Worst thing about being a man. The pressure in society that the man has to pay for the meals and drinks, etc.
Sure, I would actually.
Yeah,
that's what I would have said.
Yeah,
and I thought of
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's
not a problem.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's.
Uh oh.
That a woman would say that. Well, I mean, nowadays it's
I pay for stuff probably more than a guy ever has.
Well,
that's good to know.
Mm.
But you're
yeah, really.
You're
I'm off this weekend. What are you doing?
Common. There's plenty of women I know that do. But you're.
I get it because I do know people in my circle that. Like rely on men to pay for things,
but they probably wouldn't be one of these answering that. That's a problem for a man.
Yeah,
they would probably.
They're not gonna.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not backtracking, but one of our listeners users said, "What did the Dalai Lama say to the hot dog vendor?"
Make me one with everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, comedian in the house. He knows them all.
Is that an old joke or you saw this?
No, it's an old joke.
Yeah. And he was the one who texted it to you.
Okay.
Also a pizza version of it.
Roz said you should look at your messages. I don't know why.
I got a message. All right, well, that was one of them. Okay. Now, going back to the pressures of being a man, is the one thing, the number's next number. I don't know
which one.
Eight,
yeah. Yeah, because
last one was nine.
No, doing the math. No one would bat an eye if you were sexually assaulted, harassed, or, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because Terry Crews was assaulted, the actor, the big football player. And why don't you just beat his ass? But, there's a big difference. A lot of people don't believe that a man can be sexually assaulted, even raped. But it's true.
All right,
when I was sexually assaulted, I yelled, come back, come back.
All right. Dead. Being arrested for defending yourself against an abusive partner.
Oh, I see that.
Is that
just from personal experience?
Well, you mean from research?
I didn't beat anybody ever.
Oh,
never.
Allegedly.
I'll be completely blunt and honest here. I've been in a very abusive relationship, but then you hear stories and see stories and everything on TV,
right?
Just word of mouth. Absolutely, I feel that. That's a great answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I'll be good to you.
Thank you.
It's not going to work out, but I'll be good to you.
I'm still stunned you haven't asked her to take her glasses off because they look.
Where were you earlier?
Yeah, he did.
I already said that.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
And she refused.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, see, now I can hear you.
Man.
Now I can hear you.
So, listen,
I like you for two reasons.
Oh.
You pay for stuff.
Yeah.
And there was another thing. What was the other one?
Two. You took her glasses off. Number two, you pay for stuff.
Yeah, number two. All right, the next reason that it's something that bad to being a man is...
Seven. This would be reason seven.
I'm just going to get to the good one. Less empathy when struggling with emotional issues.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
I think Clark said that on there, right?
Yeah, he did.
So is that... Do you concur with that? See, you have to... Yeah. You're the SME. Which means
that means.
Listen, I'm giving you. It's called subject matter expert.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do.
I feel that a lot of women expect men to be manly at all times, and whenever they get bad like emotions or sad,
they say suck it up, don't they?
Exactly.
All right.
It could be like a minor cold.
So the
or
fact
when
that
they are actually going through something,
the
they
fact
don't
that I'm weeping now kind of turns
exactly
you off.
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
A real man would have done
get
something.
Get it together.
I'd love you.
Sit all right. Up.
This one might be
ass.
This might be when not allowed to show weakness. Is that the same kind of same thing?
Yeah,
kind
of.
Yeah,
same. Yeah. Same
all right.
Ballpark.
So my top 10 numbers are off. Then we'll go there.
All right,
and the next one is there.
Why
is,
did you say that though?
The reason it's bad to be a man, and this is coming from a survey of females, is they're expected to lift heavy things.
Oh.
Isn't that like a Neanderthal answer?
No, that's kind of true.
It's true.
I've seen men.
Yeah.
Men
also
today.
Open jars and kill spiders.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I don't expect.
I like spiders.
Your
I want them to live.
Spiders are awesome.
We put them in the jars that we ask them to open.
The best possible scenario is you kill a spider with a heavy jar of pickles.
Yeah, really. Right. Okay, and the number one reason.
Free pickles.
The number one reason that women say that the worst thing about being a man is.
Testicle hair?
Yes. It goes with you. It says.
Or testicle
hair?
Women says, I can't fathom sitting down to poop and have my junk just chilling inside a toilet.
Oh,
are they that long? Are they that long?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really?
Oh, my God.
But when the woman sits down, it's in the same spot. I don't get it. It's
and
there.
Deep, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
No.
Deep,
I,
too.
I don't know. I've tested the waters. I've seen. Hold on a second. You've done research?
No, I just saved this picture today.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
What is it's a picture of eggs.
Summer.
Exactly.
I just couldn't imagine having them between my legs during any part of life.
Yeah, okay, so you agree that it's bad being a woman. All right, good. Let's go ahead and do one more topic. Topic changing music.
No.
We're going to squeeze a third topic into this week's episode of the Spike on the Mic Show right now on the Spike on the Mic Show.
Right. I don't know how you guys walk around with those things.
Yeah. this is a question I like to give. I like to call question of the day.
Question of the day.
Chicken or the egg?
Ooh.
Egg.
No, the thing is chicken or the egg. You're supposed to say chicken or the egg. Or did you do that?
No, you said question of the day.
Okay, listen. We have guests here. Let's make this show look more professional. So when she go home and write Dear Diary, bucket list checked off, and it was awesome with her all. Yeah.
I thought the second half of the show was going to be all about her.
We should do the question.
I don't know.
We should do the question of the day.
See, this is why we're here.
Right. What a kiss ass.
Which came first? And you guys get it?
The man.
Give this some thought before you just jump out there and blur the answers out there, okay? Which came first? The word orange or the naming of the fruit orange? And let's think about this. All you guys, let the motorcycle pass by. Use your seventh grade geography.
That was an Infiniti G37.
Geography crest. Geography. And learn about this. And I'll start out with you, Smots. Which came first, the word orange or the naming of the fruit orange?
The fruit orange. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, okay.
Because
when they come out,
they're not necessarily orange. They develop into an orange. So if they're sitting there, oh, okay, that's a greenish, yellowish, orangish. Oh, wait, now it's finally orange. So they had to come to the fruit was there first.
Okay, you heard the question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he understood it in a little bit different
way.
Dr. Clark, which came first, the word orange or the naming of the fruit orange?
I think the color orange existed before they named the fruit after the color.
Mm. Voice
that,
of reason?
That correct way to answer that question or no?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, you're right. You got the concept of it a little bit better, I think.
Yeah. All right, beautiful, lovely, talented Tiffany. Oh, I thought voice of reason. Sorry,
he just answered.
Yeah, I thought you answered.
No. Well,
he jumped in on Clark.
He agreed with Clark. So,
actually, I disagree with Clark. There was no need to name the color until the fruit existed.
Orange does not
exist anywhere else in nature except in that one fruit.
Traffic cones are orange.
Butterflies.
Sunsets are orange.
Yeah,
this
really
cup is orange.
Hooters. I'm talking about a thousand years.
Hooters shorts are orange.
And he was there, so trust him. He knows.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Tiffany's.
The sunset.
Which came first, the name, the word orange or the naming of the fruit orange? And I know Clark told you there was going to be no math in the show.
This is tricky.
Reddish, pinkish.
Just understand that there's no wrong answers and there's no right answers.
Yeah,
obviously. Because
could be a wrong answer.
Hmm. How do we know that the color orange didn't come first before an actual orange existed?
She's taking my side.
The word. He's talking about the word orange.
The word orange. Which came first, the word orange?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, why would the word exist before the color or the fruit?
Yeah, I think.
Let's just make up a word orange and then see what fits it when it comes around later.
So basically what you're asking, was the word created
for the color or for the fruit?
That's not what I was asking.
But I'm just getting straight to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what needs to be done here.
Okay. Here we go.
Well, you know, it's called Spike on the mic. not Tiffany on the whiffing it. I had to rhyme, so I don't know what's going on whiffing it.
Oh, my gosh. I think the word orange.
Came first.
Yeah. All right.
Banana.
I wish you wouldn't say banana.
Orange, you glad I didn't say banana again?
Yes, man, which came first, the name or the naming?
I say the name came first because I think the sun was here first and they named the sunset orange and then they named the fruit after. So I say the word.
I've never seen an orange sunset.
Yeah. Einstein.
I can show you pictures.
All right.
PWs?
I believe that my waitress was here first.
Dressed
in orange, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I've asked everyone, right? And you guys,
pretty much.
Are you guys waiting for the reveal?
Yeah.
Oh, which came so much.
We're waiting.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
There you go.
Okay. I guess you guys wondering, the word came way before the fruit. The word orange came.
Thank you.
Boom.
The word came out 200 years before the fruit.
Really?
Yes.
There was no oranges?
Nope. The reason they came up with the word of orange.
Oranges were invented?
So some guy was walking along when they go, what are these?
Yes.
We weren't here yesterday.
What are we going to do with this?
They sure are orange.
We're going to name you.
I guess they're oranges.
They had the color red, and they had the color yellow. And some guy was walking around, and he saw this thing here on hanging from a tree. And he said, ooh, look at that red, yellow thing. Okay, that part might not be true.
Yeah.
But they decided.
It's hard to picture red and yellow groves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
decided to name the thing orange. Listen, this is not earth-shattering information.
Wait a minute. No, you said orange existed before the fruit.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So
200 years before.
No, yeah. the word.
200 years.
The name yeah. of the fruit.
The exactly. name. The name orange.
I right.
mean, the color.
Yeah.
Orange.
Orange.
Existed.
We it has waiting. Nothing to do with fruit for 200 years.
Correct.
We're waiting to name yeah. something. Yeah.
So what do you tell us? When was the word orange used for the fruit for the first time? Because you said 200 years.
200 years after they came up with the word.
All right. So what year was that?
Okay. Year 200. Because in year one, year one they had. They put red and yellow together.
So somebody came out of their hut one day and said, hey, guys, I just invented this new word. It's orange. Well, what is it? Oh, you'll see.
I don't know.
Just wait.
I don't know. Yeah.
Your great-grandkids are going to love it.
And I have a hard time believing that anyone outside of England, and I don't think orange groves grew in England at that point in time.
No. So. I don't think it's an English word.
No, well, no. All right, but that's what I'm saying. So it wasn't really orange. It had to translate to, at some point, English.
Oh,
because it was Latin.
Good point.
It was Italian.
Was there
Greek.
Egyptian. Ancient Celtic word for that color.
Right.
Actually, the Netherlands use orange as their.
Yeah, but I don't see any citrus trees
what if
growing
it came,
up there.
It might be.
What if it came from orangutans, who are kind of orange?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that fruit kind of looks like those monkeys.
They can spell tang.
Yeah.
They went orango.
Only when they show their butt.
Yeah. That fruit looks like those monkeys.
But.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But if that's the case, who would eat it?
Oh, who eat
another monkey?
Oh, have you ever tasted one?
Another
orange
monkey.
Sunset.
Yeah.
So
they're delicious.
Do you think the fruit at some point was just called monkey butt?
Orange sunset.
Probably
monkey
butt.
Yeah. It's juicy. Yeah.
And who wouldn't eat
that's
that?
Sort of a combination of yellow
Tiffany,
and
there's
some fine hairs in it.
Man, Tiffany,
let me explain.
Monkey butt is good.
I try every week to educate these illegal roof raffing and shipping containers. I try.
I told it's called Rogue. They've gone rogue.
Ooh, that's a sour monkey butt.
She's still eating
that. Oh, that's a grapefruit.
That's a kumquat.
Yeah, that's a kumquat.
All right, so
we're going to call that kumquat.
Yeah.
Sweet on the outside, but sour on the inside.
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah.
I was like, how did that get there?
No, I don't know.
Yes, you do. You your finger touched it.
No, couldn't have been.
No, sometimes that just happens.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'm hearing an unknown person.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a call-driven show. You guys can give us a call.
We're
at
not going to be able to hear them.
All right, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Told you.
Hello, caller.
Toilet, I hear it.
You heard it?
Yep.
Hearing.
Hello?
Nope. Caller, stand still because your cell phone is moving.
Yeah.
Somebody's at McDonald's trying to order through the drive-thru and they butt-dialed us.
Probably an orangutan.
All right, caller, thank you for participating on the show, but
thanks.
Awesome. We heard nothing.
Garbage. Next time, flush the toilet, you piece of trash. Yeah.
All right.
So Tiffany, let me hey, since thanks we are the greatest award deserving show, we also take live phone calls.
Nice try, man.
That's amazing.
Every once in a while.
I would have paid some people to call.
See?
Oh well, you definitely gonna get stalked now.
Oh, okay. I can't wait.
Yeah, really.
That was the goal.
That was
first
the goal.
Thing, wake up.
Because what you needed was more stalkers.
Yeah, wake up.
Right.
Get sticky. Right?
Yes.
Right.
Oh,
my
God.
Yeah, yeah.
Love me some you.
Right?
Yeah, and then get some stalkers.
And get stalked.
Yeah.
Done. Day.
Hey, what
done.
A day.
Your day. What a day. Can you imagine? Done. Your diary is going to be full of pages tonight.
Wow.
You know?
I'm going to need an assistant.
Yeah.
Or somebody with a flip phone.
Lucky you. Today is your lucky day.
We know somebody with a flip phone. You're losing it, Voice of Reason. You're right. You're throwing
He's
it.
Gone.
He's well, so
oh, okay. Did you guys refer to
He's
me?
Inventing another color.
Tiffany did.
Oh,
specifically.
Yeah.
You just ignored her.
Did you not see beard being brought to the table?
That's a vegetable.
Hello. This is. We bringing Tiffany up again?
Yep.
Yes.
It's time for Tiffany.
That's right.
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we do usually on this show. We like to
My
talk to our.
Song.
We talk to our guests.
You should actually be playing Motley Crue.
Oh. Yes.
That's her jam.
We let you talk to our guests. So now it's time that we're going to learn more about Tiffany. Tiffany. Because she might be embarrassed from being on this award.
This Tinder date has gone really bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really also bad. Put that in the diary.
All right. So, Tiffany, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And maybe these illegal riffraffs may ask you a question, too. But
I know all the answers already, so I'll exclude myself.
Thank you for being on the show. But word on the street is that you can ice skate.
Yes.
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 You gotta stress that out.
I can ice skate.
Okay,
is that long enough?
Yeah, yeah. So were you involved in the Tampa Bay Lightning ice thing?
Oh. Well, we need to elaborate on that verbiage. Not an ice thing.
Yeah.
I was, a Tampa Bay Lightning ice girl.
What was all this background noise?
Yeah, I guess I'll stop.
Yeah,
Is that Motley Crue?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Does that
tie down the horse? Go ahead.
If you were an ice girl,
mm-hmm.
There's different roles. Obviously, you're in the crowd or you're on the ice. Did you do either or at times or what?
I did both. And when we very first started, actually, all of us, it was mandatory that we all ice skated.
Yeah.
How
hard is it to walk through the stands on ice skates?
Well, when you put, actually, funny thing, behind the scenes, we used to put our skate guards on and race down the hallway.
Nice.
To the dam tunnel.
Oh, my.
Which leads to concussions. I don't know if you know that.
You must have some strong thighs.
Basically. Now, you can crack a nut in a second.
Yeah.
Is it true that there's photographic evidence of you eating it on ice?
Oh.
Nice.
Yes, there is. Thanks to Scott Audette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Explain
how you ate some ice.
Can we have the web address?
Actually have it somewhere.
Oh.
Well, before you leave.
And it was actually published in a magazine as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. It was a long time ago. It's hard to remember, you know.
So
was it center ice or did you go into a board? What happened?
So I actually was going, I was skating to the far net. And I was skating near the penalty box, and we were at the time, it was our very first season of Lightning Girls. We were then called the Bud Lightning Girls, sponsored by Bud Light.
Oh, okay.
We had beautiful uniforms, and my pant leg got caught on the boards near the penalty box.
You must have been.
And then I was wearing the rental skates from the arena because our official skates had not been shipped in yet. So I... Yes, I went down.
So this was a uniform malfunction and rental skates. How are the girls not called the Tiffany girls now?
Exactly. You know,
Exactly.
There's money there.
Things used to be operated on a slightly lower operating budget
back
in the day.
Very low.
So once you
was it a face plant?
It was a face plant. Our beautiful photographer, our team photographer, he got
captured the moment.
Yeah, it was a flip book.
Now, is that distressing? Because there was probably 6, 8, 10 of you out there on the ice at the time?
Well, there was four.
Four. Oh, only four. Okay.
Four of us because we would be paired out with ice crew.
And that's fine. But do you think that the photographer maybe knew something was coming? That's why he was zeroed in on you.
Well, he's always zeroed on me.
He has
he's yours
for
in.
Her.
Yeah, basically.
Damn. So the other three had no pictures of them.
No pictures.
So in team photos is always zoomed in, huh?
Yes. Always.
He plays favorites.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, man, you have a question for our esteemed guest?
Do you homosexual? Do you know my friend Tatiana?
You call her homosexual.
Tatiana.
What?
Tatiana. Ali? Who is that even a person?
Serious.
Is that a nice girl?
No, my friend who's also a Lightning girl.
Oh, she used to
be. But what day in the year? Okay, this is not good. Okay, so
I just want to touch back to the photographer. Focus.
Oh, she may be auditioning.
No, she was a Lightning girl. I think she was like the first.
Oh wait, no.
She was there.
For a season. All right, does look very familiar, to be honest.
So real
you got to remember, this is a very, 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 very long time.
I was part of the originals, and I was there for quite some time.
To flash back real quick, did you find that the photographer focused on you was flattering or creepy?
It's definitely creepy. I mean, you got to know the guy. He's creepy.
Scott Audette is a gem.
It's a gem.
He's a creepy gem.
He's a creepy gem.
Okay. All right, here we're going to go. We're going to go way into another dimension
okay.
now.
Okay.
Voice of Reason, you have a question for Tiffany?
Oh.
Do you hold bees? Do you keep
you ain't
bees?
The voice of reason.
Well, I know, but I was just giving him an idea.
Let him say it.
Hey, Tiffany.
Hey.
How you doing?
I am great.
Do you see him as a photographer right now?
Yeah.
I thought you were doing pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
What do you think about being on Spike on the mic?
It's honestly been the highlight of my evening.
Of your hour from 7 to 8?
Of my life, yes.
Well, the evening is still young, don't you know?
It is very young.
Well,
now Spike.
It may even get better.
All right, hold on a second. BW, you have a question for the lovely, talented Tiffany.
I do?
I'm asking. I want to spread the wealth.
Oh. Ask her how she's doing.
Tiff?
Yes?
What are you doing later?
I'm watching things being put into our vegetables.
No, I understand that, but later.
Later? Probably eating a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, love
to recover.
This woman. Yeah, really.
Okay, I have a question. Did you come out and skate during the intermissions at the games?
That's a good question.
That is a great question.
Well,
back in the day, yes. The girls don't actually physically skate anymore.
What? They don't go on ice at all?
No. They do go on the ice, but they're not on ice skates.
Yeah.
When we first started, we cleaned the ice.
Okay, time out. I'm confused. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry to step on your answer. Okay, so do you have to know how to skate to be an ice girl nowadays?
No.
No.
Have you ever seen a girl try to skate?
I actually fell flat on my face at auditions my very first season.
Question, I'm sorry for jumping in on whoever question
you
time
it is. You have to own your own cleats.
To try out for an ice girl back in the day, was it a requirement to learn how to skate?
It was a requirement to ice skate during auditions, yes. Now, they do not.
It just be fine?
Just, you know, be
entertaining.
Fit the part. You have a great personality.
So how do you go on the skates on the ice without
fit the
skates?
Culture. There's ice shoes. And honestly, you can literally run across the ice before they zam it. It's like running on cement.
Yeah. It's like a rubber
thread. It's like running
thread.
On the sidewalk. You can run.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Before they zam it.
This is Florida, Central Florida. It's like 95 degrees today. Where do you find people that notice how? Anybody that knows how to skate down here?
Actually, when we first started the Lightning Girls, we had a lot of professional skaters that worked at Busch Gardens.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
You mean like?
But
the people
they probably came from someplace else.
The people who do like the ice shows, go around and do Disney on ice.
Absolutely.
I have a question.
Oh.
Did you ever receive any notable comments from players, either rude or complimentary or just notable? And if so, was it somebody famous?
Okay, well, I actually have two answers.
All right.
Mm.
One, this is not a comment. I've actually been spit on.
By a player?
By a player when you
St. Louis?
Home or visiting?
Was it St. Louis?
No, it was not.
Was it a home or visiting?
No, it was a visiting team.
And he intentionally spit on you, or was you just happened to be in the way, maybe? And he was,
in the vicinity of the saliva.
Was it American?
But he didn't like. Oh, here comes Tiffany.
I couldn't tell when it touched. Hold on a second. American or not?
Do you know who it was?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second.
I was skating so fast.
Was the game going on? Went out there in the middle of the game.
I was like, wait a minute, no. So it's cleaning the ice near the player's bench. And you just skate, and they're living their life. I'm living my life, you know, living the dream.
Doing your jobs.
Cleaning the ice.
And one guy decided to hock
a loogie on you. My golden shovel, and I got spit on.
I'm still trying to count down to nationality. Did it resemble vodka or maple syrup?
Oh, yeah.
It was definitely vodka.
Oh,
I love
Russian. It was Russian.
Russian. All right.
I love vodka.
And then what's the second incident?
The second part was it actually wasn't even a hockey player. I did become close with a lot of the team because back then we did a lot of community appearances with the players.
Sure.
There was no such thing as fraternization back in the day.
What?
But I actually did get hit on by a musician in our...
Stevie Wonder?
Yes.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
He said, I can't see. I got a feel for it.
Yeah, really.
Tune in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Wait, so in what capacity was he there to do a concert?
He was friends with one of our players.
Oh.
And at the time, our locker room was literally right next door to the players.
Right.
And my friend who played for the team, he knocked on the door and said, hey, we're going here tonight. My friend wants to meet
you.
You
in or you out, huh?
And...
All right, so I got a question. I got a question.
Okay.
How did you decide to be an ice person? You were sitting around in the dorm room smoking doobies.
Oh, that's a good question.
And said, hey,
I don't know.
I like cold weather. Yeah. Let's make this happen.
That is actually really funny. I knew some people, or I know some people. Actually, I was texting him tonight. One of my good friends, Toby Knapp, who works for iHeartRadio.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. So a few of them, I did some things for, at the time it was Clear Channel. And they said, hey, we're going to be judges for the Tampa Bay Lightning Girls. And no idea what it was. The season had already started.
You had no idea what this is?
No idea.
But you had guys that were going to vote for you.
You had a plan.
Even though you had no idea what it even was.
She had a plan, huh?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It was just, you know, friends. And then
friends.
Well, I had one. He was like one of the judges. But then I show up, and it was an evening. I show up. I have no idea what I'm doing. I grew up dancing. And I see all these professional skaters. They had a curtain down center ice.
Wow.
And they just called your number, and they say, skate around for a few minutes. Well, that's when I literally
fell to skate.
Flat on my face. I screamed, oh, shit. I got back up. I was laughing. And then 2 hours later, they ask you questions, and then I made the team.
So would you say it was an audible, oh, shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That solidified.
Go back
Everybody
on that.
Was laughing, and our creators at the time were very intoxicated and loved me.
Probably because you got back up. Like, if you'd been all humiliated,
exactly.
Skated off, ashamed, it would have been over. But
if I didn't get back up, how would I get off?
Oh, look, she's got spirit. She got spunk.
But this bounces off. Clark, you said that you were judging her one time.
No.
Not me.
No, this was years later. Tiffany and I met because I was judging. I was selected to be a judge for Storm Cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All
so
right,
at tryouts, I was among the people. And I would ask questions of the girls like, name the key factor in the naval battle of the French and English War.
They were the best.
And I'd ask one contestant that, and then I'd ask the other one, what's your favorite color?
They were the best questions ever.
Oh, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
All right, so,
and I graded everybody 10s, so I never was responsible for anybody getting cut.
You weren't worth a damn. You weren't worth a damn.
Everybody got
one of the ugly Dalai Lamas.
And everybody got a 10. Nobody got cut because of my vote.
This has been Get to Know Tiffany.
Yeah.
This is the Spike of the Mic show. So now we're getting to the end of the show.
Yeah,
and
we're
you know they say when time flies, the rest of that shit?
Yeah.
We're having
so what we do, Tiff, we go around the room and we ask what's stuck with you.
Oh.
Now don't answer.
Okay.
We're gonna have to I want you to give yourself time to think about it. And if you sneak in there, Spike is hot. That would be awesome. All right, so what we got to do, ladies and gentlemen, we have to sneak in all the words. Let's go around the room and let's ask you, what stuck with you? And I'll start out with you, PWS.
What stuck with me was that this has been such a delightful show. I am so proud to have you as our host. I'm taking over for Steve.
No. Thank you. That was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead. Dr. Captain Clark, what's stuck with you tonight?
Spike is hot.
Oh, yes. We're all taking over.
Hold on a second.
Steve.
When I said that, y'all heard that?
Yeah.
I thought I was just talking to Tiff.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, your mic is just open to everyone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, you don't have to say that. Can you see me? Okay, I'm coming.
Yes, I can, Spike.
All right, so voice of reason, what's stuck with you tonight?
Just the way the whole show flew, the flow of it, and the way it was conducted.
Love this guy.
The way that you, I don't know, you do it every week, and it just
Steve, what's that brown stuff
every
on your
single
nose?
Time.
Yeah,
Spike.
Yes.
Great show. I mean, how do you do it?
I don't know. Right, Bill Smiles.
I tried. I can't top that.
Bill Smiles, what stuck with you tonight?
Two things, actually. The interviewing skills of both the Voice of Reason and PW. I mean, phenomenal questions. And secondly, the street lingo thrown out by Tiffany there.
On
it was zammed. Zammed. I mean,
caught that.
Yeah,
I caught that.
People.
Zammed, yeah.
What is everybody else? What is
Zamboni?
I thought it was like
what are the regular people call it?
He thinks it's for Shazam.
right?
You know, gas as opposed man. To Zamboni.
Thank you for coming back. We'll see you in 4 weeks. We're stuck with you tonight.
No, I'll be back the next 2 weeks, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, next 2 weeks in a row. But stuck with me to Dalai Lama is a hypocrite and a whore. And,
damn.
Thank you, Tiffany, for joining us. It's been
beautiful.
My neck started from looking at you all night. And thanks for having me back. I love
awesome.
You guys.
Beautiful, awesome, second. Tiffany.
Congratulations.
What's stuck with you tonight?
Definitely the humidity. And not going to lie. And the vegetables.
Yes.
Yeah.
The vegetable.
I love the vegetable.
Would it be creepy to say that you're not ugly?
No, but I would love that.
Thank you, baby
Thank
girl.
You.
Spike on the mic. We'll see you guys next week. I'm out.